Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the at-home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
lights. With tonight's guest, owner and publisher of Blue Line Publishing, Myrna James.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And tonight's performance guest, Snow Raven. I am Mark Leger, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
We have so much to talk about today. We're going to take a up view down and a down view up, and a as above, so below, and a so below as above kind of approach. I can't wait to get into the conversation with both our guest and our performance guest. And it's interesting that some people think of our show as more on the psychological or spiritual, as in how to manifest or how to feel good or things like that. And so when I was talking to somebody who asked about this Monday show, I said, oh, our guest has got some top magazines and geospatial tools and technologies, satellites and geodata. And before I could get further along, they stopped me and said, well, so you're not really doing the Life Changes thing anymore? And I said, Oh, yes, we are. First of all, life changes is everything because everything changes. And if it's part of our life, then we want to talk about it. However, I said, I can't think of anything that is technically in the technical terms, more life changes than what's happening in space at this very moment, because there is so much happening, not only in space, but on our planet that is affected by what's happening in space. Whether that's good or bad, positive or negative, that's all up for debate. It is happening in this moment. And yet it's interesting, as we connect a little bit with what our performance guest is bringing to the show. In a sense, we've already been to space. We are part of the space, and the space is part of us and has always been. So it's going to be a fascinating show. I can't wait to get into it with our guest, Myrna James, and our performance guest, Snow Raven, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on the Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at LifeChangesShow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, online with our executive producer and co-host, Mark Leger.
I am so excited for tonight's show. You know, we've gone back and forth across so many shows that we've had where we talk about ancient wisdom and we talk about new technology and how this shift that we're going through in the planet is actually bringing those together. And tonight is a perfect example of this.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, our guest actually is a humanitarian and spiritual warrior and is moving more in that direction at the nexus of science and spirituality. She has been known in this world as the owner and publisher of Blue Line Publishing, LLC, and Apogeo Spatial Magazine, focused on geospatial tools and technologies, as I said in the monologue. Well, we're going to get into so much more, but let's welcome Myrna James to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much, Filippo and Mark. I'm really thrilled to be here.
It's exciting to have you here because for many reasons, and actually so many reasons that we'll only have an opportunity to touch on just a few of them. And just before the show, actually, I was exploring what you wrote in You, Empath You, the international bestseller, and I thought, wow, we didn't even talk about that when her and I spoke about it. There's so much. And that really is kind of why you're the best person to talk about this, in the sense that after so many years of looking at all of this data up there, are you kind of taking it to heart and saying, how does it connect and align with the data inside of us?
Oh, totally, Filippo. That's a great way to put it. My goodness, I love it. You know, the title, A God's Eye View of the World, is so beautiful and so special. And I just wanted to start with, first of all, you know, the singer Jewel has a song called Hands. And at the very last refrain, she just keeps saying over and over, we are God's eyes, we are God's eyes. And I can't get this out of my mind. But it made me think of, in addition to looking at the Earth from space, in addition to that, if we all could see ourselves through God's eyes, right? This is when we would transform. This one would be when we realize we are divine and we are all one and we're all here together. And so I love that. I think it's really, really important. And then to tie into looking at the Earth from space, what happens is you see the entire planet, and we've all seen pictures of this now, you know, in the past many years, and something happens psychologically. It's called the overview effect, which means that you really do see the beautiful, gorgeous, life-giving planet without national boundaries and borders. So there's an inherent way of perceiving the Earth and humanity as one, as opposed to separate. And that's where it really ties into spirituality as well.
And to go further along the lines of what you and I were talking about before the show, like, you really have me thinking. So with the data that's being collected from space and the satellites and all that, and if we get to look at from a God's eye view as this planet as one, as us as one, in a similar way, the data that we collect in our brains and looking at our body and our human existence in this life as one, like all of the pieces, the things we touch and feel, the people we experience and how we think about them or how we think they think about us, there's a lot of data there to work with.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're getting into DNA and quantum physics and how we are all of humanity, we're all energy, right? We're all just energy, and that can be positive or negative. But as we walk around, our energy is all around us. And every time any of us enters a room, we're going to bring with it our own energy. And that can be, as you said, positive or negative. Definitely. I think that's really important, you know, and that's, we're already diving into the consciousness conversation, right?
I know. I'm so inspired by what we talked about and what I've learned from you already. And so to take it back into the satellites, so in the sense that we are being managed in some sense, like so much of our life is managed and potentially through AI, literally being managed by what's happening above. And yet we don't want to lose the humanity within. Reminds me of how if we let our brain move us through life without us being connected to our hearts, right? Listen to all you're inspiring. I'm so excited.
Oh, absolutely. I love heart math. I know you guys are very familiar with heart math. You know, it's really scientific data that proves that when we connect our brain to our heart, there's a heart coherence, and that's how you can consciously, just with your mind, by focusing your mind more on heart energy and people that you love and, you know, maybe your pets and your kids and your partner. And when you think about those things, it literally changes the energy in your entire physicality, right? And it's much more than just the physical body. You know, as you get into really thinking about how our bodies have a vibration, right?
Yeah. So now that we've done all that, let's go back to the satellites and you know, as above, so below. We in religion, we think, and spirituality, we think that there's a higher power and there's angels and saints and what have you, our ancestors looking down on us, and now we have machines up in there, up in the sky, looking down on us, right? So give us an example, because most people don't think of how those machines run or guide.
We have to consciously think, you know, how do I integrate my heart and therefore this even bigger power of our bodies electromagnetically? It's a bigger power than the mind. If we don't integrate that, we make decisions that are not for our own best, in our own best interests and that of other people as well. It's really true.
So true. So, here we are walking around with our phones and someday maybe even more or different technology, whether those be glasses or maybe even our clothes may be connected. And so that's not only giving data and it's not only being collected, that could then be fed to us and we might like it. In some instances, it could serve, it could make our life easier or easier. Let's just say that. But in some cases it could either take over or we don't get to experience life or experience our own, like, what would we do? What would I do without somebody telling me, without the AI saying, this is what you like, because you've decided this before?
It would be nice if we could all have a higher level of awareness of what we're giving away, the data that we're giving away, and then figure out, no way. But there are, we rely on satellites for so many things that we do here. People have, you know, really, it's just crazy. I literally just figured out what it meant for me, or at least at a deeper level. Recently, it's scientifically proven, you know, with the Schumann resonance, that the earth itself vibrates at a certain frequency and we can affect the planet with our minds. You know, I'm part of the Global Coherence Pulse group. It's, you know, like all the people who meditate all at the same time around the world at different times. You know, there's a lot of coordination there, and that we are moving the needle. We are.
We are. You've inspired so much in the conversations that we've had leading up to the show and during the show. What I've read about you in the videos and all that, there's more to come, I can tell. And I'm glad you are leading so much of this conversation. And I was thinking that at some point we will have at our disposal so much data, not only about ourselves, but about each other. And what an interesting place, talk about moving into spirituality. if we could have all the data possible on somebody and end up with a conclusion of they are love?
Oh, absolutely. Data for good. And then ultimately it always boils down to that, right? To what really matters. And I know I'm running out of time here. I would love to speak further about all this, of course, and the whole near-death experience thing is so fantastic, right? They all come back saying all that really matters is love.
And so it is. Yes, this is such a big conversation and we danced from top to bottom and somewhere in between, and we're here right now, and I look forward to being wherever that is again with you. Thank you so much, Myrna James. I want to remind everybody we gave out Apogeo Spatial, APOGEO Spatial, and then on LinkedIn it's Myrna James, MYRNA James, and then on Facebook Myrna James with a YOO. And nobody seems to know why, that's there. No, I'm just playing. All right. Myrna, thank you so much. All the best.
You had to bring up my ex-husband, didn't you?
I'm sorry. It's right there in black.
That's hilarious. No, thank you so much, Filippo. I absolutely love this. I really appreciate you and everything you guys are doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Oh, my gosh. How special is that? And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Actually, I feel like we need a moment of silence. but I also do want to give a couple of quick shout-outs to Geoversity and our dear friend Charles Holmes, and also the Muse School, because that's how I came in contact with Myrna. And so grateful for all the work that they're doing.
And lovely, Mark. Lovely. Thank you.
Absolutely. And additionally, to our longtime Life Changes show friend and wonderful activist, earth-saving musician Samuel J, and the Return to Origin team, where at their first event I had the great opportunity of connecting with tonight's performance guests, who we're going to have on soon, Snow Raven. Dear Dorothy, this is Kathy from Costa Mesa. As you suggested in our last counseling session, my beloved and I don't seem to be on the same page. The last time you counseled the two of us, you asked us to each write down what love means to us. I did it, and Robert didn't. So today, after a strong disagreement, I insisted that we do this, and he asked me to do it first. It was easy for me because I have learned so much from you about what love is and is not. So when I read my definition to Robert, he told me to stop and yelled that my definition had to have been taken from some stupid book. He then got up and stomped away. Please help me determine my next step, as I am devastated by his reaction to what I have come to know and to what I believe love is.
Dearest Kathy, thank you for reaching out with this vital question. His reaction definitely tells me that you are not on the same page regarding love. I am very happy to see that you're wanting to look at this and discover more about your interactions with your boyfriend. In the time we spent together, it became apparent to me that there is much more reaction going on than relating, and the key to a successful relationship is to recognize the number of times you react instead of relate. Successful relationships can occur when you both have similar goals and ideas of what your futures hold. When you were here with him, I lovingly suggested that you explore what love means to both of you, and I also suggested that you both answer my intake form questions so that you could then share your answers with one another and see how many common goals you have. For way too long, couples get into relationships believing that they are in relationships and they're really in reactionships. By answering and exploring a few important questions, I believe that you can make the most elegant choices possible for your future. So I suggest once again that you answer the questions I sent you and compare your answers with one another. One of the most important questions for each of you is this. Please briefly describe your relationship with your mother and your father when you were a child and your relationship with them now. The reason this question is so important is that way too often we choose to believe that what our parents taught us about love is what love is, and I have discovered that most often it is not at all. Another important question is this: if you could do anything at all and be paid for doing it, and there was absolutely no chance of failure, what would you be doing? This question is vital, as it will determine if your future goals are compatible. If you can't find your copy of my questionnaire, please feel free to request one by writing to me at loveandmiracles.org. I look forward to assisting you in getting to know and love one another in a better and healthier way.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance segment and guest Snow Raven right after this on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a talk, music, and variety show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, business leaders, and children, we are here to inspire our audience to do life better. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show. As your life changes, we're here for you. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo, and our performance guest today is a vocal instrumentalist and creator of Arctic Beatbox. So much more to her, and let's just get right into it. Snow Raven. Snow Raven, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Hi, Filippo. Hi, Mirna. It was wonderful to listening to you and being part of this amazing podcast and listening to you and having so much resonance with my vision and also ancestral wisdom, where I come from.
Absolutely. Actually, we're going to speak about where you come from actually right now. Talk about a God's eye view of the world and of opportunities. You had a very interesting view of the world and the universe and the skies and all of that. Coming from where were you born and raised?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Arctic Siberia, Republic of Sakha, Yakutia. I'm indigenous Sakha, S-A-K-H-A, and the Russians discovered us in 17th century and they called us as a Yakut people. So you might see on the internet the word Yakutia or Yakutian people, but actually we call ourselves as a Sakha people. And it's very near to North Pole. It's in Russia, northern eastern part of Russia, and it's the most big and the most cold inhabited area in the world, where winter can go to minus 96 by Fahrenheit, and the summers, on the contrary, can go to 100 above.
So wow.
Dream.
Oh, I didn't know that. So So I would imagine then the snow melts?
Yes. So we have 6 months of long winters, very cold and dark. And we have four seasons. Summers are very short. Snow melts after 6 months. And you living there is just being so much close to the nature, being so dependent from the weather conditions, from the all elements. And in order to survive, you need to observe a lot and learn from the nature and how to coexist, how to, find the most efficient and effortless way to live there without harming nature. So that's how my grandfather actually was living in a very, very traditional way, like two generations behind me. So they were living without electricity, and actually he brought electricity to the village where I was born. And I had a very different childhood, going to the forest, learning from the nature, all the mimicking and birds and animal sounds. And my grandmother taught me how to sing traditional songs, so that I would love to share with you today.
Actually, let's get right into one. I know that there's so much you have to share, and so we promised at least a few extra minutes after the show. So if anybody it feels like they're missing out on what Snow Raven is sharing with us, you're not going to miss out. The show will be archived, and you can listen to the entire conversation in the archive. In the meantime, we're going to go straight to, do we call it a song?
Yeah, it's going to be an improvisation, but using a lot of traditional singing technique, and everything comes from the voice, all the birds and animal sounds. So, blessing of Mother Nature here for you for life change.
So it's an improvisation, but you're giving it the title Mother Nature. Did I hear you right?
Yeah. So I'm going to put the intention of the blessing of the Mother Nature. So I'm going to empty myself with what I usually do in my performances. And I invite my ancestors to sing or dance through me.
Okay. Here's Snow Raven and this improvisation on the Life Changes Show.
Nachtal.
Yeah.
Martel. Martel means thank you.
Wow. How do you say thank you again?
Martel.
Martel. Well, actually, Snow Raven is how we know you. How do you say your name in Suur?
Uh-huh. Suur means Snow Raven in my Saka language.
Beautiful. So, wow. So Snow Raven, her Instagram, we have so many links for her on our website. So if you look up Snow Raven on Life Changes Show, you'll find so many links for her. But Instagram might be the quickest way to connect with her and follow her. The number 8, Snow Raven, and the number 8 again. 8 Snow Raven 8. On Instagram, and her website is actually her record company, OLOX.live, OLOX.live. Snow Raven, I was riveted, and listening to you, of course, I've seen you on different clips, and of course, on the America's Got Talent. It is part of what we're feeling when we hear you or experience you is not only like we haven't heard this from a human, but also we're connecting with something that we don't connect with often enough.
Yeah, so singing techniques, and specifically this Arctic beatbox, what I call an experiment with a lot of rhythms, which is breath work and the mimicking of the reindeer. Which are in the tundra in the Arctic Siberia. They breathe that way. This is one of the techniques. And then Kalahak technique, which is... you can hear. So it's like a groove on top of the singing. And a mouth harp, what I'm going to also share with you as a next performance. And of course, mimicking them. Birds and animal sounds. This is all in the archaic techniques of shamanic altering, ceremonies of archaic techniques of the shamans, I would say, through the singing and drumming and playing mouth harp. And I came from the lineage where we don't use any psychedelics or, plant medicine. So we believe in... a rite of passage that leads through the suffering and the pain. So it's a lot of, basically shamans are multi-talented, supernatural people who have access to the many, many dimensions. And it could be infinite. We believe the dimensions are infinite, but the shamans they have levels, and we have 12 different levels of the shamans. And you were talking about the space and spirituality, right? The science and spirituality.
Yeah.
So much resonates with me and the field what I'm working. I'm bringing this awareness, shamanic and also indigenous awareness, to the blockchain technology and the technology in general, because as one of the elders, shaman, told me, our bodies are actually as a device. We have access to web of life, and with the technology and internet, we have a web of internet, right? And it has that data that was put there through the science, through the inventions, machines we've created. But it is created by human beings, and it has a limit in it. But the science and spirituality, actually, instead of arguing, they might collaborate. And I was so happy to hear Mirna's vision about that and the field that she works. It's a time of, collaboration and friendship and also forgiveness. Between indigenous and Western cultures, right? So we need to, instead of being separated and divided, be in friendship and build a new society, new community, and So the technology we have within us already, it's really powerful. And if you look at it like 100 years ago, if somebody comes with a cell phone and they say, you know, they can connect over the seas, and we will see, oh, this is magic, this is mystery. But today it's not a mystery because we entered to that realm, Web 2 realm. And then we're entering these days to the Web 3 quantum realm. And then we need to be prepared. And ethics are very important. And then ethics comes from the listening from each other, from understanding, from giving space, safe platform where the, you know, let's say indigenous people, for example, what I'm working with, they can bring their voice, right? And also listen to where the modern society, where the Westerners are, and do the healing work and forgiveness. And yeah, so this is very fascinating time with all of this technologies thriving. And technology, as my grandfather told, it's like a knife, and you can use it. The intention behind that, it can be destructive or useful for humanity and Earth. But technology itself, it's a neutral. It's not bad or wrong, bad or good. So we're too much paying attention on what is bad or good or right or wrong to polarities. But actually, they're part of the wholeness, the whole cycle of life, because we have day and night, right? And we have dark side of the moon and the shining part of the moon. So it's still the whole moon. And that's what I'm trying to bring through my music and through Temple of Shamanism and Science, that I am partnering with a team from the New Mexico. And I'm co-founder of that. So bringing this awareness that the suffering and the death and darkness we're going through, it's actually part of the transformation and the cycle of life. And so that's how my ancestors were surviving. They would have not survived and be Saka people today if they didn't honor and respect the darkness, the coldness and darkness of the winters.
Wow. I just noticed when you mentioned the temple, that is exactly what Myrna was talking about when she says the nexus of science and spirituality. The temple is of shamanism and science. That's amazing. I have many more questions, but I do want to ask a few. But before I do that, would love to hear the mouth harp. And what are you going to share musically with us?
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. So mouth harp, we call it Homus, and we have powerful blacksmith making those Homus. I'm holding in my hand right now one of the Saka blacksmith's Homus, and it sounds really amazing. Actually, mouth harp is a very shamanic instrument. It's one of the first instruments in the world, and it exists in many ethnicities. Like, there are over 100 different types of this instrument. It came from the bow, the hunters, all of our ancestors. They were hunters, right? They came of Earth, and they realized that they actually, that one string can do one sound. And so people from around the world, tribes, they were doing own mouth harp from the material they were surrounded from, bones and bamboos and iron and wood. So it's so fascinating to learn about that. And a mouth harp, it became part of me because I put it on my teeth. Yes. And I feel the vibration through my teeth and goes to my bones. So it's, as you said, above and what is inside, so it outside, right? And
yes, as within, so without. Yes.
Yeah, and it's
above, so below. I have a sound. I have a harp myself, and I've never got it to sound anything like what you're about to share with us tonight. So I am thrilled that maybe someday I could bring some of that to the instrument, to the world. But I'm glad you're doing it. Is there a name to what you're going to share?
Yeah, The Birth of the Universe.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, here's Snow Raven and The Birth of the Universe live on the Life Changes Show.
Machtel.
Thank you so much. Follow her on Instagram at 8, that's the number 8, SnowRaven8. 8 SnowRaven8. And her website, olox.live, and that's her record company where she's not only featuring her work, but others who do work along the same vein. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I own that record label. I just started this year. Before, I've been doing it as an Olux duo, and then it was my dream to create a record label for indigenous artists and electronic musicians so they can collaborate together. And Olox duo, I was partnering with Andreas Om, and he was in my team as a drummer and throat singer and electronic music producer. So all of these sounds, what you heard, it can be merged with, weaving into electronic beats, so that will attract more attention of the young people, because I'm in a mission also to bring message to the young people. So that's
right.
The,
Because your music, like, it's a song, but it's more like a prayer or a connection or a transmission. How would you define it?
There's no genre for that. people call it shamanic, but I know what is the shamanism is traditional. And so being as a new generation, and I'm not living in the forest, right? As the traditional shamans in my homeland or in Arctic Siberia. So I call it neo-shamanism. It's a new form. Yeah, neo-shamanism. And so it's a more transcendental, like I have a lot of, let's say, I empty myself. So I open up and I have the channeling. I never expect what can come out. There are traditional songs and there are traditional techniques, but the way I'm singing, it's often dependent on the situation and the environment and the energy I'm feeling.
You are so gracious. You said you would even share three songs with us, and I would love for you to be able to do that and for us to be able to experience that. So before that happens, I do have to ask you, when you were 3 years old and you started to learn the music of the animals or the language of the animals, did you just show an interest and then somebody encouraged you, or did you feel like you were communicating with them and so you were learning their language? What did you think was happening at that age?
Yeah, so that's the age where young people actually they might see something, like we see that we call it as an unseen world, Salgunkut. And there are so many things happening around us, right? Like in a quantum realm, and even more in a deeper, sophisticated realms, as a muon area, for example, the particle of God, and the energies dependent on that realms, we call them as a spirits. And I've been following that since I was a kid. I always knew that there is something more than my physical body. And we have 12 deities in my culture, 12 deities of the higher level, higher world. And I was always connected to the 12 sky deity. And, the forest was so magnificent and calling me, like the spirits were calling me. And, I believe that there is a tree. Trees also communicate in their own realm, like insects and animals. They have own consciousness. We tend to say they don't have a consciousness, but they actually have, in my opinion. And for me to communicating with them through the sound, learning their language, and putting kind of intention, and having feedback from them, it was the most beautiful way of connecting to the nature, Mother Nature. And you have to be also very careful. I teach my students, I have these four different courses, and especially for mimicking birds and animal sounds courses, I tell to my students, you first ask permission from the local spirit, and you don't want to bother them specifically in the night, because there are a lot of dorming, taking nap, and sleeping creatures, animals and insects, and you also kind of feel, are they defensive or they're playful and welcoming you? So you do first communication and then you observe a lot. And in that observation, you feel so much connection. And then it might lead you to the playfulness and even deeper connection with the, you know, answering, asking questions and answering. So back and having dialogue with the wildlife, and or they can be totally defensive, and then you feel that and you respect and you just move step aside. So it's really, really fascinating. Yeah, there's
you're very fascinating. And this conversation and the neo shamanic music or neo shamanism that you share, fascinating. I am riveted. And what is it that you're going to share now? I understand it's going to be completely different than what we've already heard.
It's going to be just a prayer song to elevate the energy to the higher world. And yeah, we believe that there are three worlds, lower, middle, and the higher, that where we dance and we balance them out. And yeah, I actually teach people or do all of the sounds and, you know, express themselves through the singing and teaching them playing mouth harp and mimicking birds and animal sounds. So, and I do believe that everyone has this capacity. Everyone has own skill, own unique voice, that they can express themselves through the singing. So I would like to express myself right now through the prayer song. And yeah, connect all, you know, three realms. Realm of fear, Kuttal, the lower world. Root chakra. Realm of Taptal, the love, where the chest area is, and the realm of gratitude, Mahtal, where the crown chakra is in the third eye. So Mustafa, 바람으로 가이다르 바라라른 엉그스다 아르칠라 아랑아칠라 가르스다 돔 돔 도미니 돔 막도
Snow Raven. I've been saying you can reach out to her on Instagram at 8snowraven8, but it's also on Facebook, 8snowraven8, and Twitter as well. Like I said, we have so many links for her for the different things that she does. And if people do want to learn how to do some of this, they can reach out to you. How? Is it through your website, olox.life?
Yeah, it could be olox.life. Olox, it's in my native language, means the life. That's why it is olox.life. Or you can easily reach out to oloxbooking at gmail.com. So that's the main email where I usually have my students requesting for their lessons. So I do private sessions and group lessons, and I'm preparing very special pre-recorded videos as an app for people to learn all of this and craft their own ceremonial, you know, little rituals for their daily lives.
Well, do please share with us so we can share with our audience as well. This has been an absolute pleasure. Getting to know you and to hear and feel your neo-shamanic sounds and music. Thank you so much, Snow Raven.
Oh, it was an absolute honor to be here and to be part of this celebration of life. And life changes. It's always impermanent. Keep changes.
Indeed. And so once again, a big thank you to you, Snow Raven, and a thank you to our interview guest, Myrna James. Wow, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, as ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.